Blog Talk Radio.
Live Insights Radio presents Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. Siege is a Wicca high priest, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball reader. To talk with Siege, call in at 646-595-3440. And now, let's step together through the looking glass.
Welcome to the show, and we will see if we can get Gary on here. I'm looking for his phone number, and I do not see it online, but he will be here shortly, so hopefully folks can just hang on for a few minutes since he's trying to possibly call in. So Gary will take readings here shortly. So I'm going to do something really quick. I'm going to go into some of our Ash Cave drumming, and I'm going to check the phone lines here and double check to see if I'm not missing out on him. 1 second, we're back.
Thank you.
sounds of Ash Cave Drumming. That's kind of what we do every September 27th. That's our next one coming up. That should be a lot of fun. We should really come out to one of our drum circles here in Columbus and just check out the sights and the sounds. And for those of you who are trying to get a hold of Gary Heron or how you find him, his website is shamanwitch.com. Again, that's shamanwitch.com. It has a list of his services and all the things he does and his price list and how to get a hold of him and the type of work he does. So we're trying to get him on. Haven't heard anything if he like ran into some kind of technical difficulties on his end. But as soon as he comes on, we'll get him on here and we'll talk with him. But right now, just want to talk a little bit, hold the floor. I'm going to have another practitioner come in online, and she's going to help me out a little bit until we can get Gary on. And we're going to try to answer your questions and do some readings for you until we can get the main guy on. And I'm going to invite my friend Adriana Arts here, and she'll join me on the show. So, Adriana Arts, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Good
How
evening.
Are you? What's going on?
I'm pretty good today. How are you?
Good. Busy day. I was part of a wedding entourage. A friend of mine got married today, and pretty happy for her and her new husband, Brad and Nicole. Sounds like a rock, like a movie star, doesn't it? Brad and Nicole.
Very good. Yeah, I was lucky enough to attend the wedding ceremony of yours a while back, and it was absolutely beautiful. So,
thank you.
Congratulations to the couple.
Yeah, they were pretty frantic and busy. They kind of did their own little wedding, and it was kind of a mixed ceremony. You had Christian-based, because Brad's a Christian. Then you have Nicole, who is kind of like a spiritualist. Excuse me. Someone who's in more the metaphysical community. So I actually got to do the Apache wedding ceremony for her. I got to say it out loud and present it to everybody. So that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. That was your first time doing that type then of ceremony, the Apache,
yeah.
I mean?
I've never done an Apache ceremony. It's pretty simple. It's not that hard. It's not complicated. But but it was cool. It was cool. I got to say it in front of the congregation there and voice my voice, and everybody heard it. Got some good compliments. I was happy. I was happy for her, you know, happy for Brad and her two little boys and her daughter. So it was a good time. But it's one of those weddings where the groom and the bride do everything kind of wedding. So I try to help them out as much as I could today. So I kind of got myself, not suckered in, but just kind of, the better word is I volunteered to help my services and help them out. So that was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
Very good. I know you are always called to do your work, and you do it very well. So
thank you. Well, so do you. Yes. I mean, you do your readings and stuff as well. So
I do.
This is how you do. You do a great job on that. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not exactly sure. Maybe Gary's having some difficulties because of the storms and stuff that we had here in Ohio. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little improvisation here. We're going to improvise a little bit. And we're going to do some readings for people. Maybe you can help me out here with that. So we'll do some tutor reads. So that's kind of how it's going to work today, folks, until I see his number pop up on my screen, which I don't see it at the moment. We're going to try to give you the best possible reading very quickly, very short. Please, we just ask that you keep it to a minimum of one question. I know sometimes they go off into different branches off a little bit, but just for time, because we do have some folks online here waiting. And we shall begin.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. How are you? Thank you for having your show.
Yeah. And caller, what is your name?
My name is Tina.
Tina. Okay. All right, Tina.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you, beautiful? Thank you, guys.
Sure.
I'm doing great. How are you? What's on your mind today?
I wanted to ask about my relationship with my amazing boyfriend, Sean. We're going to move in together, so I just wanted to know what Spirit has about that.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure, sure.
How long have you two been together?
Oh, a couple, like 6 months.
Okay.
So it's kind of a new relationship, sort of.
Brand new, tag still on it.
You can still smell that in nice interior, like you said, in the car, right? All right. Well, I'm going to pull a card for you, okay? And I'm going to... The card I pull out for you is called the Monkey. The Monkey card is about integrity. The situation calls for adaptability and innovation. Okay, so... Like any new relationship, there's always going to be something new, right? It's always exciting in the beginning, and things are really fun. And eventually, there is a breaking point of this one peak where you start to see the things that you didn't see before. So I guess what the Monkey is kind of telling me to do is for you to prepare yourself and to be ready and to open your mind in a way to understand that, you know, you're both still in the infatuation mode at some point, and you both kind of have to adapt to each other a little bit and understand there's going to be some things that, you know, maybe trigger you, and maybe some things that will really excite you. So Monkey's just saying, be playful with the relationship, have fun with it, enjoy it. Don't force it. I'm feeling that just let it flow, let it ride gently and evenly. Adriana, you have anything to pick up?
I would like to ask Tina to count to three for me. I'm going to shuffle some cards, and I'm going to see how this works. If you could just count to, just say one, two, and three at when it feels like it's time for you to say one, two, or three. I'd like
one,
you to do that.
Two, three.
Okay.
Thank you.
What I've done is... I have a certain deck of cards that I use, and I've cut them into three stacks. And I'm going to look and see if it says anything about your past, your present, and your future.
Thank you.
So if you'll bear with me for just a moment. Looks like in the past, the cards actually show that you had suffered a loss or of someone, I don't know that it was someone related, but I'd say it was someone close to you. And the cards indicate that this person has probably passed on.
Yes, my cousin just passed 2 days. Yeah, 2 days ago he did. Thank you. You did.
It looks like in the past, and I will. I kind of the way this reading is more like the recent past, the present, and then the very near future. It looks like there will be some talk of finances, a large amount of money, and this money is around a very blonde-haired and blue-eyed man. And it also looks like... around this, and this is still in your past, recent past, that this had to do with some business. This money was around a business transaction of some sort. I do see two brunette women, and one is darker haired, darker eyed than the other. And darker skinned. And next to this woman who is dark haired, dark eyed, and dark skinned is a husband of the same description. They stand together. And these two are around cards of love. So there's a possibility that this could be relatives of yours or someone very close to you that cares about you. And I see that you've been around them in the recent past, this couple of this description. In the present, give me just a moment. There's quite a few cards in this draw.
Thank you.
You are concentrating on domestic affairs, and this is falling right on your high hopes and dreams card. There is also a letter or a message to be received here very soon, if you've not received it within yesterday to today. This message will be about a small amount of money that might be owed to you or a gift of money, but it'll be a small amount. And there is also talk or news of a wedding that I see.
Oh, great.
Whether or not that's your wedding, I'm not sure, but keep your ears open. There is going to be news of a wedding. I see, I'm not sure who this is, but there is an older gentleman, probably in his 60s, who's very probably white or gray-haired. And with him is a younger man. So this could either be a father and a son who have similar descriptions in physical appearance, or this could be business partners. The cards indicate that you would be associated with two men of this description, and cards also indicate that you will be changing your affections from one person to another. You are, though, advised to take this a little slow. There are some disappointments and delays in plans regarding this change of affection. And this change of affection is from one person to another. And the person who your affections are changing towards is described as being dark-haired, dark-eyed, and darker skinned than the person, perhaps, that you last dated. This person is next to your home domestic card, and your home affairs, so the talk of this, of the discussions about your home and your domestic life is definitely evident right now in your present. For certain, there's a card that means its literal meaning is that this is for certain going to happen, and you will be having a discussion with, it looks like looks like an older married couple. The man is dark-haired and probably dark to hazel-eyed. This woman is medium complexion and haired. And this discussion that you're going to have is probably due to some of the events that you're getting ready to go through in your domestic life. So I'm not sure who this couple is, but they do stand together, and that would be their description. It looks like you also are going to have either a rekindling of an old friendship with a woman or a new friend, a woman, is going to come into your present here directly. So I'm not sure if there's an old friend or could possibly be a relative that you hadn't talked to for a while that all of a sudden is going to come back into the picture, and it's like you're going to rekindle your friendship. And this woman is lighter-haired, lighter-eyed. Also, there is some disappointments and delays and disappointments over a small amount of money, whether it's obtaining this money, perhaps to move or to make this move. You can expect a disappointment and a delay for that to happen. In the future, the cards look to say that there will be, actually it looks like there will be some people talking about these events or this move, and a lot of people might, you might have a little bit of, I don't want to really say opposition, but if you are around people that like to talk about other people's lives and what's going on, this move is liable to strike up some talk from these people. Stand, stand with your heart and your feelings. If you have any opposing views, if you're strong in your heart and you feel that this is right, then stand for yourself and your views. There is also another older man who's light-haired, he's kind of medium to light-haired. And this man, I'm not sure what his involvement is, but there is a... probably an inheritance of some sort that this man brings news of, or his association with you is pretty much regarding like an inheritance or an amount of money outside of your normal income. So I would be on the lookout for this man, and this would be in your near future. Also, you can expect to be a little bit have some anxiety, and around this money that this man is going to talk about, around this money there are some delays. That is what I have for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, how do we reach you up? How do we reach both of you on Saturdays for readings?
I'm sorry?
She wants to know how she can reach you.
Both of you.
Well, both of us. You can reach me at ikigarcia.com or on Facebook, Iggy Garcia. And I think, Adriana, you're on Facebook as well, right?
I am, under Adriana Arts.
Adriana Arts, thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Oh. Have a great day. Be blessed.
Thank you, Tina.
Bye-bye. God bless.
All right, let's take a quick break, Adriana, and we shall return, okay?
Okay.
Hang tight.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews,
surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com.
Welcome back to the Looking Glass Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. We are filling in for Siege. Adriana Arts and Iggy Garcia are filling in for Siege today. So if you were looking for Siege, you got Adriana Arts and Iggy Garcia.
Welcome.
So welcome to Siege's show, and we are his hosts for tonight, and we will be cruising along with you here. We do have about a little more than a half hour left on the show, so we're going to continue with readings. We do ask that you keep your questions to one. That way we can move through the reading quicker. And you ready, Adriana?
I am.
All right. You just butt in there if you think you have the reading before I do, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. What's your name, caller?
My name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My question?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Okay, just that one. I didn't. Okay. I want to know if a job that is pending for an offer, if it's going to go through this week, if I'm going to get this job.
All right.
You don't need a name or anything or initial or anything?
You can give it to us.
The company or the person? How about the company starts with a C?
Let's see. All right. I pulled a card for you. And the card is the snake card. The snake card is about healing, and you are a healer. All right. So transformation is a huge process here, okay? If you know anything about snake is not—it's not a bad card. A lot of people, when you say snake,
that's my Chinese sign. Chinese sign.
All right.
So
snake here for me, what I'm picking up energetically, snake is saying to just let go of that old skin that you have on, that old shell, and prepare yourself for this job. Even if nothing plays out the way you want it to play out, prepare for the next one. And you're beginning to evolve into another part of yourself, a new version of yourself. And in healing yourself, as everybody knows, all healing is self-healing. Ask for aliens. We ask for doctors. We ask whatever you want to ask for to come help us and help us channel that energy towards us to get us on the right vibration. This job that's coming, it's kind of blurry for me. I see kind of a blur a little bit right now. Maybe that's because there's some shedding going on right now. There's some clearing that you're still working on and some aspects of yourself that you haven't quite moved through yet. And this job, if you do get this job, it's going to put you on a very quick test, very quick move. You're going to find yourself in a very rapid learning curve. And that's what I'm picking up for you on this new particular venture. Like I said, the job doesn't look clear on my end. I can't really focus and find, like, if you're going to get it. There is a 50-50 chance that there is a possibility you will or you won't. So, I mean, 50 is better than, 20 or 30. So you're halfway in the middle. You can go either way. And that's what I'm picking up. Adriana, anything else you pick up?
Okay.
I actually turned over a card that indicates that there is actually some disappointment, like disappointing news, whether or not if this is in regards to your job and or this particular position that you're looking for. I would look for some disappointment to be associated with it. If you are contacted, I would say that it might not be what you were originally thought or were told that this position would be. I do see that there is some disappointment around this. And this would be disappointment in your plans. So I would, at this point, if you're called in perhaps for maybe a second interview of some sort, I would go in there and if you're given the opportunity to talk more about this position, if you are offered it, I would go in with a lot more detailed questions as far as scoping out how much advancement you could have in the workplace, where, you know, where this original position might progress to. I would definitely scope out some more ins and outs of the company, though, if you're given the opportunity. So that's all
okay.
I really have.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Sharon, thank uh-huh. you very much for calling, and we appreciate you.
Have a good evening. Thank you. Okay.
You
too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, jobs are kind of one of those things that we all kind of need right now. I mean, it's to keep ourselves
yeah.
afloat. And I hope, Sharon, even though our readings aren't necessarily, I don't want to say negative or positive, they're kind of indifferent. I guess that's a better word for
mm-hmm.
it. I wish her luck
mm-hmm.
and hope she can make her own luck and things work out for her.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
I don't know. You know, hopefully, maybe sometimes the readings that we're giving somebody else might be very similar to a question folks have online. So if there's something very similar, shouldn't be too surprised. Let's move on down
mm-hmm.
the line here. Let me write the number down here so I don't get lost. All right, here we go. Welcome, caller. You're on the show.
Oh, wow. Thank you. My name is Ellen, and I would love to have one of those readings. They seem to be very detailed.
All right, Ellen.
Hello,
anything
Ellen.
In particular?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question concerns career job changes. Do you see anything like that? Well, what did your cards tell you?
All right. I'll let Adriana start this time.
If you would, just I'm going to shuffle this deck. And if you would, when you feel like it is time for you to say the word stop, just tell me to stop. Think about your question, though.
Stop.
Okay. What I have for you is I do have a letter or some news that you will be receiving. This is regarding business, but there are associated with this news some delays, in definite sudden developments that cause delays, and this is indicated as for certain going to happen. And also there are kind of some drastic actions that will need to be taken because of these sudden developments. But the end result, the outcome, is another message that's to be received after going through this, these sudden developments that kind of make you take some drastic steps. The outcome looks to be good. So this is business related. These are all business cards except for the outcome card. The outcome mm-hmm. card indicates money. So I would be prepared for anything with regard to this choice I would just try to be prepared on all levels of what you could possibly be hit with that could delay progress or this happening. Be prepared for that and just have everything together. Have your answers be top on your game, top on your toes when dealing
with this, because if you have to take any kind of drastic action, be prepared. Have your backup plan. That's what I have.
Thank you. Can you pick up any information what that drastic action is? It sounds odd.
Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of looks odd when you're looking at it. It has to do with the sudden, unexpected developments that come up that will cause delays in your plans. So if you are the type of person who is dead set on, I've got this plan to go this way, whether it's a meeting, a discussion, anything like that, you kind of have to step outside of that. Have a backup plan in case something in dealing with this whole situation doesn't go your way. Have your backup plan. Be on top of your game. It will feel drastic to you at the time if you have to change your game plan. If you're in a meeting or going, you know, to interview for a contract or anything like that, and I would just be prepared to expect some sudden developments to come up that'll cause you to change your game plan on what you think might happen or what you have planned. Be prepared to change that plan, but to where it will work out for you. Because at the end of all of this, these sudden developments that will come up, I mean, you're not going to expect them. It might be like you're in a meeting or in a discussion about some business deal, and something come up right then and there that you just aren't expecting. And so you need to wrap your mind around, okay, look at everything from every angle and try to have a backup plan in case this happens, in case this should happen, if somebody should say this in this meeting or something in this discussion. Just have your backup plan for anything. Expect the unexpected.
Yeah. Well, okay. It looks interesting. I'm not going to say it looks great. It looks interesting, and it'll keep me on my toes.
All right.
Sounds
thank
good.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a strong read. That was powerful. Sometimes we don't want to hear things,
yeah.
But, you know, it's important, you know, because then you can kind of actually change your, I'm a firm believer, even though you get a read from, like, a psychic or intuitive or a shaman or, you know, or just a palm reader or any type of reader, there's an aspect of how you experience your read as well. You can take your read and you can experience it in a fearful way, or you can experience it in a positive way, in some way to change. I think we can't necessarily change our destiny per se, but we can actually change the experience of how we experience our destiny and how things are moving through. So let's say you don't get a job. I mean, how you experience not getting a job is up to you. You can experience that in a way so adversely that it affects you. Or you can say, hey, you know what, I'm going to move on. I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to go to the next thing. And that's what I encourage people, especially when I do reads, is to understand that you have the opportunity to experience it however you want it. You know, things may be set in a certain way, you know, the rhythms and the patterns are moving, but you have the right of way to experience it how you choose to. So it's not a doomsday read. So if you get a read that doesn't necessarily sound positive, you know, change it. You are very powerful. Human beings are super powerful and very connected to source. So I encourage you to have fun with reads when we give them to you. So you ready for the next one?
I agree. One thing I tell people when I give a reading is the purpose of a reading is to be aware of what's coming down the pike, pretty much. What's to be prepared. But I do think that there are instances where some things in your reading, if you are aware of it coming, and you're looking for it, and you prepare for it, you can change the outcome. It is all up to you. And just like you said, it's, you know, it's what you do with the information. So you can let something define you, or you can let something, you know, that might be downhearted. You know, you might get down about if it didn't happen or come out the way that you're wanting. You know, you can learn from that experience, and mm-hmm. The important thing is when life is full of disappointments and unexpected things that come up all the time. So when mm-hmm. those things happen, the important thing is that if you get knocked down, you get back up. You don't let anything keep you down. And another way that you know, if you're looking for a job, or you got your heart set on working at this or getting this job or whatever, because it sounds perfect, and let's say that you go through the interview process and this does not work out, you can either sulk and have yourself a pity party because you didn't get that job, or you can just tell yourself, hey, this wasn't meant for me to be. Spirit has something better. This is not, you know, where I am called to be.
Right.
And something better comes along. So.
I agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree with you. I like working with you. It's fun. You're on fire.
Yeah, I like working with you too.
You're on fire tonight. Good.
Fire and fire.
Fire and fire, that's right. So let's mm-hmm. move on to our next caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you, Greg. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name, caller?
Yes, sir. My name is Melvin.
Melvin. Welcome, Melvin.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Hello, Melvin.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to ask you all tonight about I'm a football coach here in Georgia, and I went to my high school game. I'm not coaching right now, but they do need extra coaches. I spoke with this gentleman named Marcus on Saturday morning, and I have already submitted my application, cover letter, and resume. And do you see them contacting me between now and one day next week to come out and join the football staff?
Can you pick a number 1 through 5 for me?
Number 3.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's see what we got here. All right, I pulled 3 different cards for you. For some reason, Spirit wanted me to pull 3 cards. The first card I pulled is the Lizard card, and it's about the dream time. Pay attention to your dreams and your visions. I think that you're on that track. It's pretty clear. That's kind of something you want to do. Not everybody wants to be a coach. It's something that's very specific and very, you know, passionate about. If you didn't show passion, you know, and if you do get an interview, this is a good time to show the passion of what you want to do, what you want to teach these players, what you're going to be part of this other team, which is the coaching staff. Being part of the coaching staff is super important. And you as a football coach, you understand the intricacies of the sport. So which position were you going to be coaching as a coach for this particular team?
I'll be coaching the offensive line, the linemen,
offensive
and the
line.
Defensive line, and the defensive line as well.
Okay, so the big boys.
Yes.
The big guys, right. Up front, the walls.
Up front, the wall, yeah.
Right.
And I have coached at this high school in the past, so – they are really needing some help, and I want to be able to get back on the staff.
Okay. There is an aspect about that I picked on. Also, I picked the Badger card. It's about perseverance, dig in, and see it through to completion. There is an aspect here about digging in here and finding your connection with this particular group. There is a chance that you may not get this position. So the Badger is also saying to have perseverance. Don't give up if something doesn't play out to your advantage or to your way. So look at it and be focused and stay present in the work that you're doing and finish it out. Now I also picked up the Beaver card about the product the productivity of what you're going to be doing, just go ahead and do it. Beaver doesn't ask people to build a dam. Beaver just builds a dam. Doesn't really plan it out. He just puts it in there, and the next thing you know, he diverts everything, diverts nature, and diverts the flow of water. And so everything changes and has to completely change. So these particular animals that you're looking at, the badger, the beaver, and these lizards, you know, they all do something, and they all have some kind of connection through spirit. So beaver, he'll change the course of his destiny. So beaver saying to be positive and stay focused. This may not be the time. This may not be the time, but if it is the time, then you need to be on it, and you need to dig through and fight through it. And keep the visions and that dream alive. Never give up on your dream. That's something that's it's popping at me very big time right now. The lizard is saying to just be on it, be with it. And that's all kind of picking up for you. So I do wish you luck on this new adventure. There is a good chance that this will happen for you. But if it doesn't, don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. And Adriana, do you have anything you want to add?
Okay.
I do. This is interesting. I have a whole board laid for you. So.
Wow. Thank you. Yes,
ma'am. Yeah.
I need it.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. I need it.
Okay. Some of these people that are showing on your board, you might already know. Some of them you might not know yet, but are getting ready to meet through this process that you're getting ready to go through with regards to your search for being there. I do see two men in the beginning and probably having a meeting with two men. They both are similar in descriptions, their physical appearance, as far as being, they will be dark-haired men and probably medium to dark complexion. They're probably partners. One is definitely younger than the other. They could be father and son because they are of the same suit. But these men, if they are not father and son, they are definite business partners. One is probably 20 years or so younger than the other. I do see a meeting with these two men. After this meeting, I see that you are to receive a message, and this will be whether it's written through the mail, through an email. It will be a written message or word after this meeting. And after you receive this message, it will either come from an older, and I'm talking at least probably in his late 50s to mid 60s. He's an older gentleman. He's very, very gray or blonde haired, light skinned. This man is associated with this message that is to be received after this meeting with these other gentlemen. After you receive this message, there are three women in a row here. I'm not sure how they play into this picture, but the cards indicate that one is she's an older, very, very blonde, blue-eyed or white-haired woman. She's older. Next to her are two other women. They're both brunettes. And one is dark-haired, dark-eyed, and darker skin than the other brunette. So there's a very blonde, older woman, and then there are these two brunette women. One has really dark hair, dark eyes, and dark skin. The other one has just the dark hair, probably hazel to dark-eyed. These three women are, you're going to meet with these women. They are, is just one right after the other. Also, you can probably expect to hear from either through these women, you will acquire a friendship with one of these women, these brunette women, actually. And if it isn't a new friendship, this will be a rekindling of an old friendship, someone from your past of this description that is this dark-haired and dark-eyed. will pop into your life into the near future, and it's like you will have rekindled a friendship. This is shown as for certain going to happen. After this, it goes to straight to your domestic card, your home life, and what you wish for, what you really wish for in your home life, whether it's your work, your home, or this employment, or what your wish is here. It is in your home. It comes into your home. What you wish for, there is money around this wish. There's a large sum of money, financial, and dealing with money. And after this comes about, there is also, it is shown that you will have a change in your times. And what this means is where you go to work or what you do every day, where you drive back and forth to, like right now, if you're working at one place but you're trying to go to another, where you do your everyday routine and where you drive to go to work, you have a definite change coming. You're not going to be going to that same place. You will be going somewhere else. And that's what's indicated. So expect a change in your times, your everyday schedule, where you go back and forth from home to work. That is coming. And I would say this will happen within probably 3 weeks. I've laid these out into threes. So I would look for all of these things to come up really soon. Be prepared.
Yes, ma'am. Wow, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. God bless you. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Good luck to you.
Thank you all, both. Thank both of you
all
very, very much. How can I get in touch with you, ma'am?
Pardon me?
How can I get in touch with you?
You can reach me. You can reach out to me on Facebook at Adriana Arts, or my email is adrianaarts@aol.com. You can send me an email.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you. Be on,
right,
be on your toes and be ready.
Yes, ma'am. God bless both of you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a nice evening.
All right. All right.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was cool.
Yeah. I didn't expect to lay a whole board.
Well, you know, that's how spirit works sometimes, you know. Just when you think that you're going to go one way, it goes the other way.
Like, that's right.
You covered exactly what I was going to say in one read, so I was like, it's no sense to be redundant. Let's take a caller and see, we have a little bit of time left, so this may be the last call of the night. So.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Welcome
to
the show. Hi, how are you?
Hi. This is Nicole. Hello. Hi, how are you? This is Nicole, and I was calling to see, like, do you see any new relationship coming for me in this last couple of months of 2015?
All right. Okay. She's laying the cards, I believe, and I'll let her handle this one here as I'm monitoring the switchboard in the chat room.
Well, you know, the way that I've been taught as far as reading, if you are shuffling the cards and a card flies out of the deck, you are supposed to pick up this card, look at it, because there's significance in this card that actually just flew out of the deck. And a card just flew out of the deck, so this card happens to be of a man of he's a brunette, and I'd say he's probably hazel or green eyed, dark haired, and he just flew out of the deck. So I'd say be on the lookout for someone of this description, because he just flew out of the deck for you. And he is that's the only card I have. So it's a descriptive card of a person, and he is a brunette. So
I'd say that man, you'd be on the lookout for him.
Hmm.
Okay.
That was like the fastest read ever tonight.
I know.
Well, I've got a card for you too, Nicole. Here.
Okay.
You ready? I picked
yes.
the giraffe card. The giraffe card is about foresight. You're able to see what is in store for the future. Giraffe is one of those creatures, of course, everyone knows they're tall and they have long necks and they can see beyond things that other creatures don't. I think that's part of you. There's part of you that is asking for you to, you know, call spirit in to help you with these questions you're asking. There's a part of you that already knows what's going to happen and what's going to play out, and you're not sure if you're comfortable with that. I'm feeling kind of like that. You're kind of like the patches of the giraffe. There's pieces and parts. They look like they fit, but they don't fit. But yet, you have the opportunity to see beyond what other people see, and you know yourself better than anybody. So the question is: are you prepared to be in a relationship, to be in a friendship, to be in whatever? Are you willing to do the little extra things that will get you to be noticed? It's easy to just go on a date and date anybody, but it sounds like you're looking for a connection that is more meaningful versus something that is just, you know, here and there, and I'm going out on a date. I just ask you to have a little foresight and to look, you know, beyond your appearances and how you see things. And don't just go for the first thing. Don't jump at whatever comes at you. Take your time. Be patient. And ask the right questions. Create healthy limits and boundaries between you and this person or these persons that you're going to meet eventually. And that's all I can really see at this moment. I don't see anything beyond after that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That was pretty good. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Have a nice evening.
You too.
God bless.
Well, 60 minutes comes really quick. So, Adriana, I want to thank you for co-hosting with me, kind of impromptu
yeah.
there. It was beautiful. And for those of you who want to get a hold of Gary, he's at shamanwitch.com, or he's on Facebook, Gary C. Heron. And if you want to reach Adriana and I, we're also on Facebook, Adriana Arts at Facebook, Iggy Garcia at Facebook, iggygarcia.com. And so that's basically our show tonight. So anything you want to leave with the listeners?
Be looking for peace and love. It's out there.
All right.
Give thanks for all you have.
Perfect. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next month with the show. But tomorrow we have a live show, or pre-record show, one of the two, with Insight Show. And then we have a Tuesday show, Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe. And then we have the Gypsy Wagon is on Wednesday. And then we finish up with Mark's Rabbit Hole, and then Mutto at Midnight.
All right.
Friday. Thank you, everybody.
Good night,
have a
everyone.
Nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.